a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Cade Heller, and my dad, Dave Heller, owns the River Bandits. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is just like the Ferris wheel in Modern Woodman Park. Dave talks in circles and circles, and Darren is probably all lit up. Enjoy the show.
It's the Top 5 Things as we honor Apollo 11. No. Can you imagine?
Are they home?
I think tomorrow is the anniversary of
the splashdown.
The splashdown, yeah. Which, I spent a lot of time watching Apollo 11 coverage over the weekend because there wasn't really anything else you could do. It was 115 degrees. It was fascinating. I watched all of the ABC coverage and all of the CBS coverage from 1969.
The Frogman's finest hour.
Well,
the splashdown.
When they're landing on the moon.
Yeah.
And I guess this makes sense, but I never gave this any thought because I wasn't around in 69 to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Never really
had how little fuel they had?
Well, there's a lot about the story of Apollo that's fascinating, but I'm just talking on the coverage.
Yes.
So you've got like Wally Schirra and Walter Cronkite.
Yep.
And I will say this, the CBS coverage heads and tails above everyone
Everybody,
else
yeah.
in terms of the production value and the information that's presented. A lot of ABC,
as opposed to something they made hanging on a thread.
That's what they all had.
Right.
That's what they all had. It's a model that looks like your stupid kid made it,
right.
And it's on fishing wire.
This is the best we can do here in 69.
Well, that's it, though. So you're watching, and it's like you can hear the audio of them making the descent to land. And both ABC and CBS are going with a model just hovering down. The ABC has like a rocket, like a flames shooting out of the Eagle as it's landing. It looks like something you'd get at a model store.
Using crepe paper.
It might as well have. It might as well have. And then it has to say at the bottom, this is a CBS simulation.
Dummies.
Well, we don't really have cameras on the moon. And then they get to the moon. 90% of it is just NASA yelling at Neil Armstrong that he doesn't have the camera in the right position. How's this, fellas? Yeah, you might want to move it another 5 degrees. How about now? Move another 3 degrees.
You know, I don't have all day.
Well, he did. He did have all day. But it was fascinating to watch. And then it got really depressing for me because I'm watching all of this coverage, and you're watching people in 1969 just being awestruck with the accomplishments of what we as a country were able to do, what these three men were able to do. And they're talking all this nonsense about how, you know, when we do something like this as a man, it really, I think, is going to bring the whole planet together as one. And we're really going to, figure out a lot of stuff.
False.
50 years later, and it's just absurd. It's worse than it was
then. The whole place
then.
Is on fire right now. One of the things.
Florida. Yes,
at the height of the Apollo programs.
Yes.
Over 400,000 people were working on it.
Yeah.
400,000 people.
Yeah.
And when they landed, they only had like 40 seconds left of fuel.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They got blown. Well, not blown off course, but they.
That necessary to make it that tight, huh? I guess, because you can only have so much fuel.
I think part of it is you don't know until you do something how much you need.
Yes,
right?
I guess.
Like,
we should have packed more.
I mean, we just drove the family vehicle to Victor, Idaho. If you asked me to guess how many gas stops we made, I don't think I would be accurate. I don't know.
Even now, having done it.
I just did it a week ago. I don't know how long it took how much gas we needed.
The Apollo missions and your trip to Idaho brought to you by Tang.
Well, Tang was the sponsor of the ABC footage. Now, ABC just wanted to keep going to the astronauts' wives on their front lawn and ask the wives questions like, what's going on in your head right now? And these women are just smoking cigarettes on their front lawn going, my husband's on the goddamn moon. What the heck?
I'm going to have to raise these kids on my own.
Jesus Christ. They ask Buzz Aldrin.
I'm too young to be a widow.
They ask Buzz Aldrin's kid. They're like, so Tommy, do you think he'll go to the moon? And the kid who's like 12 goes, I haven't really given it much thought. And the wife
that's
goes,
my
and that's
the my wife's dad's just, racket.
Right?
She's like, he's not going to the moon.
That's what the wife says. She goes, I don't think I'm going through this again. You're not going anywhere. It's the best. I was just, I just sat here and
Daddy's on the dark side of the moon.
Jesus Christ, you're not, I'll give you the moon. Go upstairs and clean your goddamn room.
I'm 35 years old, and I'm going to have to start all over again.
Then I'm Googling things because I'm looking at like Neil Armstrong's wife and Buzz Aldrin's wife. Neither one of those marriages made it to 1975.
I read the fine print. I get nothing if they don't come back.
Did you bring me home a moon rock? No, I didn't bring you home a moon rock. That's the government. You couldn't bring me a moon rock. Both the wives too, when they're interviewing them. It was so strange. They're interviewing the wives. So the husbands have just landed, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be up there a couple hours before they get out and walk around. So we got to kill all this time that the people at Gulf Oil and Tang mm-hmm. and Kellogg's are paying for. Yeah. And so they're asking the wives questions. And it's like, well, did your husband bring anything personal from you up to the moon? And both the wives are like, yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. So
he's kind of got a certain kink.
He's into some stuff.
And so
he's going to bring home some moon stuff just for mama. Yeah, I guess that's hard on a marriage when one of the people goes to the moon. That things get a little weird after that.
Yeah, we really can't take care of you if something goes wrong. Sorry, ladies.
Tommy, do you think you'll go to the moon? I haven't really given it much thought. You're not going to any goddamn moon. No, he's not going to the moon.
You're not going to the movies, let alone the moon.
You're going to a community college, I can promise you that.
If anything.
Jesus Christ,
either
Tommy,
that or trade school.
Who let these goddamn kids out of the house? I got a man on the moon and these assholes running around. What's the next question?
Next!
Well, did you say a prayer when he landed on the moon? Yeah, I said a prayer. What's your next question? Ah, oh, these poor women just being grilled on their front lawn of their homes.
Because we've got nothing else to do.
No, then they're talking to Neil Armstrong.
To satisfy the people who are paying for this.
Neil Armstrong's parents, who are out of central casting for old people in the late 60s. And the mom is just going on about how this is something.
Because they probably had Neil when they were in their 40s.
They looked like it. Yeah. And Neil Armstrong's folks, this is great. They're saying, well, you must be awful proud that your son's on the moon. Yes, yes, we're awful proud. And then the husband goes, we sure are. Like, he's got nothing to say.
Yeah, that's it.
Mrs. Armstrong, Neil Armstrong's mom, wants to make everything about the Lord. And you could tell that the husband's like, okay.
Well, I can
we're
tell
doing
you,
this now.
I can tell you it cost us a pretty penny to put him through Purdue.
I mean, you know, I wish he'd smile more, all the goddamn money we spent on those teeth of his.
That kid's always had the goofiest fucking smile I've ever seen. Looks like that one every time he smiles looks like he just shit his pants.
Well, Mrs. Armstrong.
Well, thank you.
You've been terrific as
thank
we're
you.
Trying
now,
to
now back
trying to kill some time here.
Now let's go back to the Tang Sports Desk.
John Chancellor trying to make sense of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and of course everything's got to be. This is going to be a moment that the world is going to always remember.
To remember?
Yeah.
dare we say it?
I'm sitting here watching it, and then this is the thing too. I'm watching the coverage of CBS ABC. Uh-huh. Now, to be fair, I know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
So I'm not as caught up in. I mean, it must have been a very tense moment, like because at any moment anything could have gone wrong, and 100 things almost did go wrong. But I'm getting bored out of my mind watching it, and then I'm like looking on Twitter and trying to say clever things on Twitter to keep myself occupied, and then I'm like, I can't even sit and watch the man on the moon landing without getting bored.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say about me and about life?
Your generation?
Yeah. Well, yours too, buddy.
I know. I want to say thank you to Dan, who stopped by the ballpark late last week, I guess it was. Said he was a big fan of the podcast.
Oh, good. Thanks,
and dropped
Dan.
Off a couple VHSs. He claims one is early Beatles and one is George Harrison and Eric Clapton in Japan.
Oh.
One of those is for you as well. Asked if I had a VHS, and I said, yes, that's all I have. It's VHS.
Yeah. I don't have VHS.
So you don't have VHS anymore?
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to count on you to.
He claims that they're early Beatles and Eric Clapton and. Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're getting set up to watch some sort of
Well, it could
snuff
very well
film.
Be Dan dancing around in his underpants. I don't know. This is something I really wanted you to have.
Here you go, Darren. I call this the fan dance.
Uh-huh. So, but thank you. I'm going to assume that what you're telling me it is, it really is.
And the 50 years since...
As opposed to trying to frame me.
The 50 years since the Apollo 11 mission. Let me ask you this. What have we gotten done with outer space?
I don't know.
That's still the best thing we've done, right? Blew up an elementary school teacher. Other than that, what have we done? And that really is a headline for outer space. 50 years later, we haven't done a damn thing with it.
Well, we had that one, I think it was only on for one season, Life on Mars. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but that was a TV show. That's not real.
Still.
Meanwhile, on Earth at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in eastern Tennessee, a physicist announcing that she's trying to open a portal to a parallel universe.
Yes.
This seems, you know what, at this point, why not? Go ahead.
Yes, and she's got all our funding.
This is a scientist that you're paying for.
Oh, I know it.
As she calls it an oscillation that could lead her to mirror matter. And through a series of experiments that are happening at Oak Ridge this summer, Leah Broussard is going to send a beam of some atomic particles down a 50-foot tunnel past a powerful magnet and into an impenetrable wall. And if the setup is just right, and if the universe cooperates, some of those particles will transform into mirror image versions of themselves, allowing them to tunnel through the wall. And if that happens, she will have discovered the first evidence of a mirror world that is right alongside our own.
And we'll start with the Oak Ridge Boys.
It is charming to think that the Oak Ridge Boys, the Oak Ridge Boys are named after the guys who invented the atomic bomb, right? But this is what this scientist, who again is considering opening up a world to a parallel universe, this is what she has to say of the science that she's doing down there. Quote, yes. It's pretty wacky, end quote. If the mirror world exists, it would have its own laws of mirror physics and its own mirror history. Now, is it called a mirror universe because it's like that Star Trek episode, Mirror, Mirror, where everyone walks around with goatees?
And then how many mirror universes are we talking
about?
Not just one, but probably infinite numbers of mirror universes, huh?
This would be a conversation I'd feel more comfortable having over some marijuana cigarettes, because this just sounds like something you talk about in a dorm room at 3 o'clock in the morning. But this is something she's working on, and I'm looking here at the experiment.
And she's got all set up.
Yeah, but this is the thing too, Darren. This woman's probably making a fortune.
Sure.
Well, what I'm going
to
do is...
And doesn't need to get any results.
She's so much smarter than any of us. Well, what I'm going to do this summer is I'm going to send subatomic particles down a 50-foot tunnel and maybe discover an alternate universe.
And if that doesn't work, I'm sure we can turn this into some sort of pressure cooker and make delicious chicken.
Ooh, I got an update on the chicken, by the way.
Which chicken? The Quick Start chicken?
Yes.
Because I've had it.
How? Is it available in the Quad Cities?
It is available at the Quick Start on Kimberly.
I just got a text here from from DeWitt, who says chicken went on sale at the DeWitt Quick Star yesterday. So you've already had it.
I've had it twice.
Of course you have.
I've had it twice. And this morning I had gas station chicken from the Shell station by the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have over deep fried myself, because not only did I have the chicken, I had the mushrooms and the shrimp.
Good Lord.
So... I'm a little...
What are you, a walking Golden Corral?
I'm a little sluggish.
I should say, here's Uncle Joe, and he's moving mighty slow at the junction.
Well, there's a good reason for that.
Wow, so...
A lot of bread coating. It's bread coating is at the top, or maybe perhaps the bottom, of my food pyramid right now.
Have you seen this video that's gone viral of the gentleman with the chicken issue? Have you seen this?
No.
I'll go ahead and fire this up. It gets a little political, and I don't know how much into the politics you want to get or not get, but this is a young man who's
who has an issue.
Well, it's an issue, and I think that what this guy has to say will speak to you. But let me just see if I can find this, because there's an issue and. This young man wants to right a wrong, and let me see if I can find it here. Oh, I can't find it.
Where is this taking place at?
Where did it take place at? That's a good question. I watched it earlier today, and I thought, here we go. This is a guy who was told by a restaurant waiter that he needs to go back where he came from.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of this going on.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is going to be kind of hard sharing this story, but so I was out to eat, right, and I had ordered my food already, and when I got my food, you know, I wasn't really happy with what was on my plate. I wasn't happy the way it tasted, and I was complaining, and the waitress guy, the white guy, was complaining to him, and I was like, you know what, I said, this chicken don't taste as good as a chicken down the street, and he told me to go back where you came from, go back to that chicken place. We having so hard in this. I just wanted some quality crispy chicken.
No, I get it.
He had to tell me to go back. The place was closed. Like, man.
Okay.
Oh, he's taking a bite out of a delicious leg of chicken here.
This might
now,
be,
now this, let's have a sip of pop.
This might be a put on.
You think this is satire of some sort?
I think this might be satirical.
Chicken got him good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second.
He's got to have some more of this chicken that he had a problem with when it was being served to him originally.
I gotta go, yo.
Yeah, he's gotta go,
I
yo.
I think it's possible.
You think that maybe that's a little bit of political satire?
It could be. I'm not telling you to go back to some particular country. I'm just telling you go back to that chicken
if
place.
If the chicken was so good there, why don't you go back? Why don't we go back to the top five things, Darren?
Let's do it.
Yes!
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea is available. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you'd like to reach out to us, you know you can. You know you can. Use the Oscars Pub text line.
You know it.
470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, $5 glasses of wine. Monday through Friday, and the wait is just about over because it's every Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive next to the TBK Sports Complex. Got some new information concerning Capriati's.
Oh, good.
This is pretty exciting. They've added some new sandwiches.
What?
Yes. The podcast is originated from the Capriati's.
When did this happen? I was just there.
I think it just happened.
I was there a couple days ago for dinner, and I didn't see
just
anything new.
It's brand new stuff.
Okay, tell me more.
The Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio is, that's where we're residing right
now. Let
me see
if I can figure out what could you possibly add to that lineup?
Okay. You want to make a guess?
Well, no, because if I'm way wrong, I'm just trying to think. What's the hole? What's the hole in the lineup that they have?
Capriati's Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including one of their three new sandwiches, and I'm going to be talking about their grilled chicken parmesan.
You see, that's what I was going to go with. Is
premium chicken?
Is it kind of like a caprese kind of deal? Is there a tomato? Or that's more of a mozzarella, isn't it? Never mind.
What it is...
This is what I've done. I've ruined it.
What it is ruined. Premium chicken grilled with onions, mushrooms, sweet peppers, and provolone cheese topped with marinara and Romano cheese.
That's the marinara. That's
it's
fantastic.
It's absolutely delicious and now available at Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're getting that new sandwich, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one on the top five things.
Number one.
New study suggests that swearing, particularly using the F word, when you hurt yourself, has a ability to increase your pain tolerance.
Right.
In fact, they say
your threshold
pain tolerance increases by up to 33%. A group of language and psychology experts explored how effective swear words can be in increasing pain tolerance threshold.
Sure.
And they say that, like, they tried inventing new swear words to see if that would help. And they had kind of different reactions. The swear words they came up with
Get up, were Joseph.
Twiz pipe and fouch. They invented new swear words. Twiz pipe and fouch.
Probably not as effective.
They mimic real swear words pretty closely. Twiz pipe mirrors the humorous element of swearing, and it's fun to say, whereas fouch has a harsh sounding and concise, and it's similar to the F word that's already in existence. Mm-hmm. And they said that the F word, fouch, had real benefits, and that maybe the actual F word probably too. They say if you stub your toe or if you hurt yourself and you drop an F bomb, that there's science that backs up that does actually help you or your pain intolerance.
Again, people this summer with very good paying jobs doing that.
It just
boggles the mind.
Yeah, we're in the wrong racket. Can you imagine that? I guarantee you.
I don't even.
The guy
have,
who came
I
up
don't
with
even have a racket.
The guy who came up with I've got three of them. The guy who came up with twiz pipe and fouch
like
is probably
one.
Making seven times what you're making right now, right?
Sure.
Consider that.
Two.
Are you embarrassed to tell people that you came up with twiz pipe? Like, is that something you tell people in social situations? Well, I'm inventing swear words to see if they can diminish pain. I mean, you're doing something with your life, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's just something stupid. How about this? A man in Canada is in trouble, accused of performing unauthorized dental procedures.
I wonder if he has our T-shirt.
Unauthorized dental procedures on horses.
Hello, Larry.
Should we make an unauthorized dentist shirt? Larry could wear it, and this guy in Canada. That would be it.
Now, but Larry did not practice on horses. Larry practiced on his mom.
Right. Now, his mother, Mavis?
Avis. Very close.
Avis.
It's Mavis without the M.
Right. So Avis would have problems with her teeth, and Larry, the loving son, was he an only child?
No.
There was an older brother?
I believe Larry was the baby.
Okay, that explains a lot. So her teeth would be problematic.
I want to be the baby.
So Avis would have issues with her teeth.
Yeah, she had no desire to go to the dentist.
No. So
and by that I mean she just you know might need a tooth removed.
Right. Well, this happened more than once that Larry was in there yanking out teeth,
yes.
And he'd give mom a shot of whiskey. And then he'd
put
go
on
in there
some with, Elvis records.
He'd put on some pliers, and then just go and yank teeth out of his mother's mouth.
So the story goes.
Right. And, I mean, Avis was proud of the work that her son did on her
mouth,
right?
Well, she was happy with the savings.
What's it cost to get a tooth removed?
I don't know.
$20?
I don't know.
Jesus. I mean, I'm all for saving a buck every now and then.
I think it was just maybe more the inconvenience of having to go to the dentist.
I got
to
put on pants. Manitoba Veterinary
Put on that blue Hawaii and we'll do it now.
And that was very central to his bedside manner.
Yes.
He Elvis. Would put on an Elvis record and then he would yank teeth out
do
of his
the
mother's
clam,
mouth.
Do the clam.
This up in Manitoba, and he's now facing a lifetime ban against practicing veterinary medicine.
Sure, you can't do that.
Kelvin Brent Asham. The organization up there in Manitoba, the Veterinary Medical Association, accuses him of diagnosing diseases and injuries in horses, treating the animals, and in one instance, actually administering a sedative, all without certification as a vet.
I can't have it.
Right. But here's the thing. It looks like he kind of knew what he was doing.
Yeah, to a degree. So did Larry.
Yeah. Yeah. There was
See tooth, grab tooth, pull tooth.
It's not like a horse is going to complain, right? Now, he says he's seen thousands of horses, and he does a good job, but he just doesn't
doesn't have the credentials.
License to do it.
Right.
I don't think there's any accusing of there being any abuse here, but you can't just practice medicine on a horse. Although, that's how things used to be, right?
Yeah, now that this is the case, he's probably quite upset.
Like, when
did they stopped, that they've prevented him from doing... Why such a long face? The Dave and Darren, excuse me.
Yes, Darren, pick yourself up from your
top.
Pick yourself up.
Hello there.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. We are available for answering questions at any time, 24/7. Use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Yeah. It is happy hour every Monday through Friday at Oscars Pub. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub, Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And here's another one of their delicious new sandwiches that you're going to find on the menu. It is their Chicken Chipotle Crunch. Premium.
It's very tasty.
Premium chicken grilled with white American cheese, mm-hmm. topped with lettuce, tomato, crispy cheddar onions, and chipotle ranch dressing. It is absolutely delicious. Get it today at Capriati's. If you are interested in getting a hold of the Capriati's food truck and having that showing up for your private party, place of business, or event, you can make that happen. 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're stopping by for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You will receive a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Got a text here from the Oscars Pub text line. This is from the 309. It says, so my boyfriend is a huge fan. I was wanting to know if you had any shirts that say Nacho Radio. I looked on the website. I didn't see one. I guess we can put shirts back on.
Sure.
Why not? And while we're talking about the website, a quick announcement here, and there'll be more instructions in a couple of days when things get figured out. But if you're using the Amazon link, the old Amazon link, go ahead and get rid of that.
Yes.
Whatever the Amazon link was that we were using, your instructions are to delete that Amazon link immediately. Delete it and never tell anyone that we sent you to Amazon.com. There will be instructions coming in a couple of days where things will, we hope, get sorted out.
Right, but for now,
the old link.
Make it disappear.
If you could just wipe that from your memories. Yes, no longer use the Nacho Radio link at Amazon.com. You will be given instructions.
Further instructions.
Well, yes, await further instructions on this podcast. We're probably going to get in trouble for talking about it.
Do as we do and make us proud.
Mm-hmm. Number three, is that where we're at?
Mm-hmm. Number three.
The actress Bella Thorne coming out as a pansexual.
Now, she was the one who signed the autograph for Ava's granddaughter.
Yes.
Where she stood in line at a mall to get... Well, I guess she didn't. Her father did.
Yes.
And then he got the photo and she signed it by... just scribbling a line. It was just a line.
Yeah, sure.
I will draw a line
her
on this
signature
photo.
Doesn't look like a letter, even.
No, it's
just
She couldn't take the time to even write an X.
No.
It was just here.
Bella Thorne, who previously had come out as bisexual, in an interview with Good Morning America, says, I'm actually pansexual.
Meaning anything, including pans.
I don't know.
It could be utensils,
pots,
spoons,
pans,
forks,
woks,
Tupperware,
anything you can cook
Tupperware,
in.
Anything you can, anything you can rub on yourself. I'm in love with. If I can grind on it, I'm in love with it. Is what that means, right?
Man, take advantage of me over and over, and I'm sick of it.
Okay. The former. So she made news a couple of weeks
ago.
Now,
has she done anything as an adult?
She was on the Disney Channel doing some show.
Well, I understand that that's Disney,
now
but that was as a child.
Now she's just posting nude photos of herself.
But she's of age.
Yes. Yeah, and I think she's 20 years old. She's 21.
Okay. But she hasn't done any adult movies or anything, right?
Nah, that's coming. She was, I guess somebody had hacked into her phone and was like, I'm going to show these naked pictures of you.
Not
and
before
she
would, I do
and
it.
And she goes, I'll show them first. And so she showed pictures. Here's Bella Thorne on ABC's Good Morning America.
Star living life on her own terms. I don't need no beat
to tell me how to move my feet. At 13, she danced her way to stardom as Cece Jones on Disney Channel's hit
Shake It Off. But Bella Thorne has long since shaken off
those teenage dancing shoes, becoming a darker, more gritty 21-year-old rebel. And this morning, Thorne sharing really intimate anything. Details about her troubled past in her new book, Life of a Wannabe Mogul, Mental Disarray. Through poetry, she offers a raw and candid look at her struggle for self-acceptance.
There's nothing better than women writing poetry about how crazy they are. This is going to be good.
Well, they could do it all day long.
Sexual abuse and bullying for her dyslexia.
How does someone who's dyslexic become this wide-ranging author?
I have sex with pans, first and foremost.
I'm going to name my child Bob. That's how I'm going to solve that problem.
The ultimate sing. I'm his mom.
I'm his mom. M-O-M. And my kid's name's Bob. B-O-B. Either way. Ultimate Zing brought to you by
his father's a crockpot. God damn it!
Yes,
you don't get to judge me. I'm crazy and I can't spell so good.
I fell in love with a.
Look at my boobs. I used to be on the Disney Channel.
Shake it up.
Shake this up.
I'm in love with a thermos. You don't judge me.
I wrote a poem about it.
Now take a look at these titties.
I'm gonna name my kid Bob. What do you think of that?
What do you think of
next question.
Next.
What the series is about. But all these things that I really couldn't do, and I did it somehow. Like, you know, I couldn't read, and I learned how to read from reading scripts.
What? I'm dyslexic, and I'm a poet.
We always
Can I read you one of my poems? This really is about being a young woman in today's modern age.
We always shot every episode from the end to the beginning.
This poem's about a very crucial time in my development as a woman. Roses are red, violets are elub.
The best-selling books, TV shows, and movies. 20 million people follow her every move on Instagram.
20 million?
Her feed full of racy images.
If you were to try to make sense of your feed, the ones where you get a lot of likes are the ones that are sexy. Very sexualized. Uh-huh. How do you feel about that?
I like sexy. I love skin. Like, I love seeing skin. I like sexy. Do you feel?
So profound.
Oh, boy.
I like sexy.
Okay.
You know what's sexy?
I'll tell you what sexy is.
Pressure.
That dish rack
put
over
out-
there.
I'm
head over heels in love with a broom.
Certain image of yourself?
100%. Yeah, I think as we all do, you know, Instagram is our worst mask of ourselves.
Who's the Bella Thorne on your feed, and who's the real Bella Thorne?
I literally refer to Bella Thorne as this, like, persona that is, like, this redhead, like, no, I'm Bella Thorne, I'm crazy, and like, oh, I'm wild child, and whatever.
What's the real Bella Thorne?
She's me. She's that girl in that book.
She's in a lot of pain, this girl in this book.
Hmm. Yes, I would say so.
I wrote it while I was laying on broken glass, which I am in love with.
I had
accidentally broken a Pepsi bottle and fell in love with it.
About depression.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about being molested.
Mm-hmm.
Thorne says the abuse started when she was just 6 years old.
Well, now this isn't funny.
No.
She says she's pansexual, which means... you like what you like. Doesn't have to be a girl or a guy, you know, a he, a she, a they, a this, a that. It's literally you like personality. Like a being.
Pan pizza.
Pansexuals.
Pan.
Only have sex at Little Caesars.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Let's go talk about this weekend schedule in the cooler.
I was molested by a brownie pan as a child, and it made me crazy, and I wrote a poem about it. I can't make heads or tails out of what this poem says,
no,
though.
I don't know what it says. I don't know what it means. I guess that means it's good, because I don't get it.
Number four.
It's got to be good if I can't understand it.
This just looks like somebody threw up alphabet soup. I'm told I'm a genius, though. I like sexy. I like skin. Bella Thorne. So, pansexual and bisexual, that's different because why? How is that different? What's the difference between a pansexual and a bisexual? Bisexual means guys and girls, and pansexual
means guys
and girls.
And that kind of covers it, really.
Right. Why are there new terms for stuff that... And then they don't get rid of the old terms, right? Mm-hmm. Bisexual and pansexual exist in the same space, right?
I guess.
It's not like you call it a new thing, but is it a new thing or not?
Hmm.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I just...
I'm happy for her.
I'm lucky if someone smiles at me.
Number four, a pastor is dead after fasting for 30 days. He was trying to beat Jesus's record of 40
don't
days.
Don't ever try to do that.
South African pastor.
You'll never beat him. He's the whiz. He's the best.
No, he's Jesus Christ. Why would you think it's a good idea to try and beat Jesus at a record? In the Bible, they say...
Where's your Messiah now?
South African pastor Alfred Nduvlo could not emulate Jesus' biblical 40 days of fasting, died 30 days into the bizarre exercise.
Well, Jesus was younger then.
Also, Jesus is the Messiah, and you're just a
dude. Yeah, see?
44-year-old pastor left home on June 17th. For a nearby bush to have prayers just like Jesus did. He died a month later, and it was because he had the ambition of beating Jesus' record and making a name for himself. The Bible's not the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't want to be the one to tell you this, Pastor, but maybe you figure this out now that you're dead. It's all nonsense in that book. None of that stuff happened.
No.
Well, I mean, some of it happened. Most of it's nonsense. I believe parts of it. But not the 40 days fasting. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, no, they didn't even have a clock.
But was your record to beat Jesus and then you're the Jesus now? Or to say that you're... Is it a good goal?
Yeah, I'm your Messiah now,
Is that the best goal for a pastor to try and beat Jesus at something? Finally.
Number five.
So Jesus did 40 days, I did 41. So what do you guys think about that?
I totally took him in table tennis.
Suck it, Jesus. I'm the Jesus now. Finally, number five on our top five things, a taco festival is in trouble for running out of tacos. This is a festival that happened in San Jose, California.
Same sort of thing happen here? Wasn't someone putting on some sort of thing with unlimited something and then ran out right away?
I feel like there was a story
a bacon thing?
Oh, Bacon Fest never has any bacon. Bacon
Never
Fest.
Enough.
No. Bacon Fest, it's like, here's a little bit of bacon to chew on, and then here's some beers. Yeah. Bacon Fest, they sell it as unlimited bacon. Yeah. There's no such thing. I feel like we had a story not that long ago about unlimited pizza somewhere, and they ran out of pizza because they didn't have the ovens ready to go. I feel like this has been a story that we've kind of done before in the past. But this just happened over the weekend. The festival promised unlimited beer and tacos. Unlimited tacos, unlimited beer. That's what they said.
And they couldn't live up to it.
No. They ran out of free tacos, and then they were charging $2.50 for tacos.
Hmm.
Which was news to people that were in line.
Yeah, that's a tough position to be in.
And then the vendors started closing up because they didn't... I think the vendors were told something else.
Listen,
like,
you know what I say. You have to vend it till you end it. And
is that what you say?
They didn't do that.
Vend it till you end it.
Uh-huh.
That's going to do it for today's edition of the Top 5 Things.
If you'd like to reach out to us, you can use the text line, the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub, Monday through Friday from 2 till 6, $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, where you can take advantage of their brand new sandwiches, including, how about this? Of course, they're known for their cheesesteak, but now they have the barbecued chicken cheesesteak. Premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. It's absolutely delicious. You can get it today at either location. When you do, when you stop by, make sure that you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's, where extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. And be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They're open 7 days a week and like them on Facebook.
That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. Till we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody.